This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Tom Monahan, founder of Domino's Pizza, persuaded a court to give his commercial property company an emergency order to prevent enforcement of the HHS mandate against him while his lawsuit proceeds. And a Mennonite company from Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, also got a 14-day reprieve from following the new mandate, which took effect earlier this week. Some small business employers have been preparing to cut the number of full-time employees because they were unable to afford health care premiums required under Obamacare for businesses with 50 or more full-time employees. Now comes news that the IRS is prepared to essentially change Obamacare and lower that number. One writer is predicting a continuing cat-and-mouse game. This is Life News Radio. Anytime Christians have made a difference in the world, it has been through prayer and even fasting. I suppose we could wait for the invitation to such prayer that overt persecution might offer, but wouldn't that simply be selfish? If you could ask babies whose numbers are greatly reduced by abortion, they'd say the persecution has begun. Pray, and maybe even give up some food to bring a culture of life. A baby girl was being born by C-section, and Dad was present in the room with his camera when the doctor in charge called out to him, "Hey, she's grabbing my finger." Dad thought he would miss the moment, but captured the picture, and now the photo of his daughter's hand in her surgeon's hand has gone viral on the internet. Mom, a professional photographer, says the photo captures a moment to remember forever. Her daughter's name is Heaven, only spelled backwards. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.